Goodbye, my love. Chapter 81. But before he approached her, the woman turned around. Slater's face turned ghastly pale, and his smile vanished in an instant. What? Lorraine. Marco raised his head when he heard Lorraine's name. His heart skipped a beat as his gaze fell on Lorraine. He couldn't take his eyes off her. For a moment, he wondered if the beautiful woman was really Lorraine. She was a confident, elegant businesswoman during the day but was a stunner with brown curls, wearing a red dress at night. Her mere eyes had the power to bewitch him. Jimmy pushed his glasses up the bridge of his nose and sighed. I didn't expect her to be Lorraine. He looked at Marco, who was staring at her with his mouth wide open and couldn't help but tease him. Marco, how do you feel now? After leaving you, your ex-wife has not only become successful but charming as well. Even Slater is fascinated by her. Do you regret it? Regret? Marco was taken aback when he heard that. He had mixed feelings and couldn't deny it. Nonsense. Slater became furious. When was I fascinated by her? Meanwhile, Lorraine was happily dancing on the dance floor. She released her emotions with every step and felt immensely happy. But the men around Lorraine didn't let her dance at peace. A man dressed in a weird outfit stopped her. Hey, beautiful. I have seen you somewhere. Were you on TV recently? Lorraine didn't answer. She grabbed Jeannie's hand, who was immersed in dancing, and dragged her to another place to rest. Lorraine, you're in the limelight now. Are you happy? Asked a familiar voice. Chapter 82. Lorraine turned around and saw Slater glaring at her. Slater. Lorraine frowned as she recalled what had happened in the past. The man who approached Lorraine saw Slater dressed in his opulent outfit and quietly ran away. Slater stood in front of Lorraine and sized her up. No matter how much he tried, he couldn't find fault in Lorraine's appearance. The more he looked at her, the angrier he became. Don't be complacent, Lorraine. You are just an orphan who grew up in the countryside. You have been married to Marco only for 3 years. You suddenly turned into an architect after divorcing him. Something seems fishy. Just wait and see. Sooner or later, I'll expose your true colors. Lorraine's lips curled into a sneer when she heard that. Slater was Marco's friend, and she wasn't surprised to see him belittle her. Slater's sudden appearance reminded Lorraine of the bad memories of her past. Why can't I be happy? She retorted. I have worked hard to achieve this. This success is the result of my efforts. What do you know about hard work? After all, you rely on your family. Slater grew furious. What did you say? Do you mean I'm inferior to an abandoned, divorced woman like you? Abandoned woman? Lorraine looked at him with disdain. Slater, mind your tongue. I dumped Marco. He was the one who got abandoned. Marco and Jimmy walked over and heard what she said. Jimmy bit his lip to suppress his laughter. Marco's face darkened, his heart sank with dejection. Lorraine's frown deepened when she saw Marco standing behind Slater. She was annoyed to bump into Marco everywhere she went. Sensing the awkwardness, Jimmy tried to intervene. We haven't seen each other for a long time. Don't start quarreling already. How are you doing, Lorraine? Lorraine scoffed. I'm living a good life, thanks to someone. But flies are following me everywhere. It's a bit annoying, you know. Marco's face reddened, for he understood Lorraine was referring to him as a fly. Chapter 83. However, Jimmy continued without giving up. Lorraine, please don't do that. You and Marco parted on amicable terms. I understand you two are divorced, but you can still be friends. Friends. Jenny rolled her eyes. She had been holding back her anger for a long time and couldn't take it anymore. This scum is blind. He's wasted 3 years of Lori's life. You left an excellent woman like Lori and chose that bitch, Keely. I'm sure you'll soon regret it. Marco's face turned livid. No one dared to speak to him this way. If it were another person, he would have thrown her out of the bar. However, Jenny was Lorraine's best friend. Marco couldn't do anything to her when Lorraine was around. He had no choice but to control his anger. Jenny felt better after venting out her feelings. But as Marco's best friend, Slater became furious. Shut up, you vile woman. Lorraine does deserve Marco. What the hell does she think of herself? Do you think she is excellent? Does she have the guts to compete with me? Boring. Lorraine scoffed at Slater and grabbed her friend's hand. Jenny, let's go. Slater thought that Lorraine was scared, and he became more arrogant. Are you scared, Lorraine? When you were married to Marco, he raised you. Now that you're divorced, you manipulate other men to get what you want. Shame on you. Lorraine stopped dead in her tracks when she heard that. She didn't want to waste her time arguing with Slater. If a dog bit her, she wouldn't bite it back. However, his words now infuriated her. Slater had gone too far this time, and she didn't mind teaching him a lesson. Lorraine turned around and sneered at him. How do you want to compete with me? Car racing. Slater said smugly. What do you think? Do you dare to race with me? If you're scared, admit defeat right away. After all, a country bumpkin like you wouldn't even know how to drive a car. Chapter 84. Nonsense. Marco interjected. It's too dangerous. He knew Slater was obsessed with racing. He would drive like a madman. Lorraine might get hurt if she competed with him. However, to his surprise, Lorraine and Jenny looked at each other and laughed. Okay, deal. Everyone went to the empty street outside the bar. Slater trailed his finger across his beloved Bugatti Veyron as if it were his lover. He could effortlessly defeat Lorraine with his car. Slater wanted to make the most of the race and teach Lorraine a lesson. He looked at her and smirked. A simple race would be boring. Why don't we turn it into a bet? Okay. What do you want to bet on? Lorraine readily agreed. Slater rubbed his palms together and said, Lorraine, if you lose, you have to admit to the media that you relied on men to reach this position. What say? Everyone's face changed when they heard that. The stake was too high. Lorraine's entire future would be ruined if she said that. Marco frowned, but Lorraine didn't give him a chance to speak. Okay, you got it? I'll do as you say. She stared at Slater's Bugatti Veyron, its silver-blue surface gleaming in the darkness. A triumphant grin stretched across his lips. What's your end of the bargain? I like your car. It's cool. If you lose, you have to give it to me. Do you agree to the bet? Slater's heart leaped to his throat. He glanced at his car and back at Lorraine's. It was an ordinary white Audi, so he breathed a sigh of relief. Lorraine didn't look like someone who knew much about cars. Slater was confident he would win the race. Okay, let's bet. Chapter 85. Marco looked at the two and sighed. He knew neither would quit the bet regardless of how much he persuaded them. But he couldn't watch Lorraine take risks and lose everything to Slater. Just as Lorraine and Slater went their separate ways to get ready for the race, Marco got into his car and decided to follow them in case something happened to Lorraine. Both Jimmy and Jenny were drunk, so they could only stand aside and watch the competition. To avoid embarrassment, Jimmy smiled at Jenny. Hello, I'm Jimmy. Todd, and you're Jenny, right? Jenny snorted and ignored him. Noticing the calmness on her face, Jimmy couldn't help but ask. Aren't you worried about Lorraine? Slater may seem like a fool, but he is a professional racer. Lorraine won't win this competition. Jenny turned and glanced at him. Professional? He is nothing compared to Lorraine. You better worry about your silly friend. She couldn't help but recall the time when the Torres family took Lorraine back. Lorraine was a teenager and rebellious. She secretly took part in car races and soon became a renowned racer in the circle. Slater was no match for her. Jimmy didn't know what was going on in Jenny's mind. A strange feeling arose in his heart when he looked at the adorable girl with a baby face. He realized Jenny's clothes and accessories were all from famous brands. But how could Lorraine, who was born and raised in the countryside, have such a wealthy friend? All set. Let's start. Slater shouted, interrupting Jimmy's train of thought. Jimmy cleared his throat and blew out his whistle. The race officially commenced. Lorraine and Slater stepped on the gas almost at the same time. But Slater's car sped out first. The speed of the Bugatti Veyron was astonishingly fast. Chapter 86. The silvery blue car shot out like a bullet, leaving Lorraine behind. Lorraine's Audi could barely keep up with the Bugatti Veyron. Marco silently followed them in his black Ford, keeping an eye on Lorraine. Lorraine, it's not too late. You can quit now. Don't worry about the bet. I'll talk to Slater. The howling wind muffled Marco's voice. Lorraine could barely hear him. She was focused on racing and didn't even bat an eyelid at him. The rumble of the car made her heart race in her chest. Her blood boiled with passion and determination. The adrenaline rush made her feel alive again. She hadn't experienced such excitement in a long time. 3 years of failed marriage had made her lose sight of who she was. But the passion coursing through her blood and bones was alive even today. Lorraine closely followed behind Slater's car. Suddenly, Lorraine saw a turning on the road, and her eyes lit up. She clenched the steering wheel, drove the Audi at full speed, and took the turn. Slater was still proud and cocky about leading the race. But the next second, the white Audi caught up with him, and the distance between the two cars gradually shortened. He wondered how Lorraine managed to catch up with him. Slater gritted his teeth and stepped on the gas. However, the car fishtailed as it turned the corner. Slater tried his best, but all he could do was watch the white Audi overtake him after it passed the corner. He couldn't help but wonder how she managed to race past him. Slater was dumbfounded as he witnessed Lorraine's skills. Even Marco, who was closely following Lorraine the entire time, was amazed. Her racing skills ignited the competitive spirit within him. Chapter 88. Marco, you can't betray your friend for your ex-wife. Slater shouted anxiously. Marco looked at him intently. Slater, you lost the race. You are no match for Lorraine when it comes to racing. Slater was at a loss for words. His driving skills were inferior to Lorraine's. However, he was unwilling to admit it. But she didn't win either. It was a tie. Who said it was a tie? Lorraine asked. She took out the driving recorder in her car and threw it at Slater. Take a good look at it. I won. Slater turned on the recorder, which showed the picture of Lorraine's car reaching the finish line ahead of Marco's. She hadn't let Marco overtake her even once. How is that possible? Looking at the screen, Slater glowered. After watching the video over and over again, he had to admit that Lorraine had won. Can I have the car keys now? Lorraine held out her open hand in front of Slater. Surely the future heir of Zepto Group wouldn't deceive a simple country girl like me. Slater was hesitating. Upon hearing this, he became enraged. Fine. I won't go back on my words. Heartbroken, he handed over the car keys to Lorraine. My car is a limited edition Bugatti Veyron. If it weren't for me, poor people like you might go your whole lives without ever seeing one. Remember to take it to get a wax every fortnight, and don't park it in an open parking lot. If it rains, the water will wet the engine. Slater continued giving instructions until, finally, Lorraine got fed up and grabbed the keys. Come on, she said impatiently. Stop stalling. Chapter 89. She opened the door of the Bugatti Veyron and stepped inside. Waving at Jenny, she said, "Jenny, come here. I'll take you for a ride."
"Yeah.
You're amazing, Lori." Jenny bounded over and joined Lorraine in the sports car. Suddenly, the silvery blue Bugatti Veyron leapt forward, making a loud rumbling noise. It drove straight through a muddy puddle, causing a massive splash.
"Lorraine, be careful,"
Slater shouted. "Don't make my car dirty." However, Slater's face disappeared beneath a fountain of mud.
"Wow."
Looking in the rearview mirror, Jenny could see Slater standing by the side of the road, covered in mud. Her silvery, joyous laughter faded as the car sped away. Marco stood still, lost in thought. He just saw another side of Lorraine that he didn't know. As it turned out, she was incredible. How many secrets did Lorraine keep? Architectural design, car racing. How could a simple country girl know such things? It was time he investigated his ex-wife. Marco frowned and opened the car door. He needed to go home to arrange for someone to investigate. When Slater saw that Marco was about to leave, he ran over.
"Marco, your ex-wife just swindled my precious car. You have to fix this."
Marco ignored Slater, casting a sidelong glance at Jimmy, who was watching them with amusement. Marco's glance sent a shiver down Jimmy's spine. He got into the car immediately. Slater went to join them in the car, but with a sudden click, Marco locked the door, shutting him out. Slater was stunned. He started banging on the window.
"Bro, what are you doing?
I just lost my car. Why won't you drive me home?"
Chapter 90.
"You asked for it? Besides, the cold wind will do you good. It'll help sober you up." After saying that, Marco drove away. Slater was left standing alone, shivering in the cold wind. Slater was both anxious and annoyed about losing his car and being abandoned by his friends. He let out an angry roar. This was all Lorraine's fault.
"Lorraine, just wait and see. You better stay out of my way, or I'll teach you a lesson."
A few days later, reports of Universe Group's cooperation with the government began to spread. The stock price of Universe Group soared, and Lorraine's fame skyrocketed, too. Soon, people found out about Lorraine's past. Lorraine had been abandoned by Marco. After that, she not only joined forces with his business rival but also successfully took away his project. Such a dramatic story inevitably caused a sensation on the internet, and it was the trending topic for several days. Marco received a call from his mother, Laura Bryant.
"Marco, what's happening? Didn't you divorce Lorraine? How did she get involved with our project?"
Irritated, Marco rubbed his temples.
"It's a long story, Mom. Tell me the truth," Laura blurted out emotionally.
"Did she threaten you with the project so that she was willing to divorce you? How much money did she get from you?"
Laura's voice was dripping with disgust and disdain for Lorraine, making
Marco's face darken with every word.
"It's not what you think. Lorraine didn't ask for anything, and she won the project fairly.
She made it on her own?
No way.
She doesn't even deserve to be a servant of our family. She married up and changed her fate. Her true colors should have been revealed after the divorce.
Don't go gentle on her, Jews, because she's your ex-wife. Get that project back as soon as."
Laura didn't believe her son's words. She firmly believed Marco had given the Smart City project to Lorraine. Marco knew explaining it to her was pointless.
"Mom, this is business, not a game. The project is now Lorraine's. How can I get it back from her?"
"Why not?"
Laura asked coldly.
"The bitch has got a lot of benefits from you in the past 3 years of your marriage. There's nothing wrong with asking her to return the project to you. Besides, who knows if she has taken any valuables from our family after you divorced."
She paused, her eyes widening in horror. No, I have to check it now.